I never had any interest in politics before. Just the last year and a half, you know, I've been seeing some things that are really, really making me feel like we got to make a change. So I figured, you know what, rather than complain, I'm going to get involved. And in reading through all the political parties' platforms, the PPC was the one that resonated the best with me.
In terms of those things, Rick, can you discuss specifically what really stood out to you or what made you want to run?
I think that we've been lied to, you know, and I think that it's difficult to find out what the truth actually is. 2 weeks to flatten the curve of a virus and then going to mandatory masks and then lockdown after lockdown where businesses are going out of business forever. And it just continues on from there. And there's no end in sight, if you ask me. So I feel like this is something that we all have to fight for to get our country back.
In terms of the party itself, Rick, I know this might be a really hard question to simplify, but what is the party all about? Because even I know a little bit about the party, but not a whole lot. Can you clarify that?
Yeah, so there's, you know, they have their whole platform and they talk about individual issues, but I think that the main points that it comes down to are respect, responsibility, fairness, and freedom above all. Canada is a country that people have admired around the world, you know, certainly for my whole life and probably since Canada became a country. And that's because there's a constitution and there's a charter of rights that has been valued. That's what I was saying earlier about the last year and a half. That charter of rights has been totally out the window.
How did you get nominated to run in the riding? Was there a nomination process? How did that work for you?
Yeah, so there was a nomination process. You know, it started with background checks and then it went on to a competition because there was more than one person that applied for the spot. So we had a competition and all active members of the party were able to hear a speech and then cast a vote.
Are there two or three particular things? You mentioned the lockdowns and how you feel like Canadians have been lied to. Are there other hot button issues that you want to focus on for the campaign?
You know what? The main thing that I think we need to focus on and keep in our sights is our freedom. It seems like every time we turn around, there's another area of our freedom that's being attacked. And I think we need to hold on to that and remember that that's what makes Canada great. That's what makes people want to come here. And that's what makes people love to be here.
What's your experience, Rick? What's kind of your regular job, your regular career, your background that might help you in politics?
So, you know, through my life, I've had a variety of jobs. I was a police officer for 13 years, starting out in Peel region, Brampton, Mississauga, and then I moved to Greenstone with the OPP. So I did that for 13 years. And for the last 6.5 years, I've been a business owner, partner with my wife. So we run a grocery store here in Geraldton, and we have some rental properties as well.
In terms of the shorter campaign, Rick, what kind of challenges do you feel are in front of you and all candidates trying to get your message out with such a short window before Election Day?
Well, certainly our geographical area is unique in that it's so spread out. Another issue, of course, is that with only 36 days, we have a lot of fundraising hurdles to overcome. So, you know, it's definitely going to be a challenge in that regard to get the message out, gather up the funds that we need, and get the word out to such a vast geographical area in such a short time.
Really appreciate the time, Rick. Thanks for doing this and good luck in the campaign.
Thanks, Kevin.